This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Leora Berman believes that when people come together, each brings value through their ideas, observations, and passions. That's why her organization, The Land Between, is inviting the public to participate in a series of talking circles in the coming weeks, to offer firsthand accounts and discoveries, and to build a stronger understanding of the changes taking place in the forests of Haliburton County, particularly those pertaining to wildlife. It's not the first time these talking circles have been held by the organization, but the impact of the pandemic and subsequent return to normal activities has taken time. Now, as The Land Between revisits these talking circles, Berman is excited to hear from a variety of voices, both First Nations, local harvesters, formerly known as trappers, and members of the public. Berman says the focus of these talking circles will be on the impact of eastern wolves on other species found in the forest here and what people are seeing firsthand. The interplay of one species on others can be profound, and Berman says she wants to create a compendium of data to then share with researchers and various government agencies.
Talking circles are an ancient practice. There's certainly a tradition of Anishinaabek and Indigenous peoples here, but around the world, talking circles have been used in all democratic community processes from Africa to Asia. Like if you look at the Picts and of Ireland, you know, in Ireland and the Celts, everyone, all original peoples and societies did talking circles because it's a way to have equal voice at the table and truly to hear one another. And everyone brings value to the table, even if they don't think what they've been observing or what their opinions are matter. It's pretty amazing how you learn from one another in these circles. And so especially when you have really complex issues, and you know what, everything in the world is complex. People can try to simplify them all they want, but that's not how we're made, and that's not how we grow. We have to grapple with complexities, otherwise we don't grow up. That's sort of the law of being alive, I think. We're hosting these circles, and we've hosted them before for this reason as well. We're hosting these ones to deal with, or not deal with, to learn about what's happening with the canids. So with the wolf, the coyote, and the hybrid, the coy wolf. So if you take something at the top of the food web like a wolf, and try to simplify things, or a coyote, even more complicated, a coy wolf, and you try to understand the impact on the landscape and the landscape's impact on the species, that's pretty challenging. And so we need all the voices at the table.
Berman says that since the recovery strategy for the eastern wolf was brought into effect in 2020, hunters, harvesters, and members of the public have noticed a number of changes in other wildlife populations, including deer and beavers. The eastern wolf was formerly listed as threatened in Canada. Berman says the talking circles will allow all interested parties to share their observations and thoughts.
Since the recovery strategy for the eastern wolf came into effect and the buffer, the harvest buffer was put in place, there's been a lot of concern by the harvesters. When there are that many people concerned for that long, there's no way that that is self-interest. There's something behind that concern. So we're holding these not just for harvesters, but for anyone who spends time in nature or has a property where the beavers are driving them crazy, or the water levels have dropped, or the beavers have gone and things have changed. Now, we're trying to answer complex questions. What is happening with the numbers of canids on the landscape? Are they increasing? What is their behavior? What are they eating, if anyone even knows? Where are they? What are their numbers? And then we're looking at the other end. So it's like the eagle and the mouse, or the short and the long. You look at the top and the bottom, kind of just exploring all of this. So then we're looking at the prey. And so specifically beaver for a number of reasons, because beavers are truly landscape changers. And especially in the highlands, 84% of the water we have on this landscape is because of the beaver. Beavers are actually pretty important for our water supplies, our lake levels, etc. We don't know how beavers are faring. We've been hearing things about beavers doing really well where are they there. So this is the catch. You listen to enough right now trappers and hunters. Actually, hunters also like watch their property and deer. So we're also asking questions about deer. But I'm just going to talk about beaver for a minute. And you learn a lot just from them telling you what they've seen over the past couple of years on this side of Minden, or, you know, down by you know, Kishagawigamog, or and so you put these pieces together, and that's what we're doing. And so far, what we're hearing is where there is a lot of predators, canids, there's fewer beaver. Now, this is, I'm not going to jump to conclusions. There is it's called a trophic cascade, or a cascade, impacts down the entire food web when on their trap line. So there are mammals absent, conspicuously absent from their trap lines. And so there's a huge concern.
Berman says the information gathered allows the Land Between to map the data collected to see trends and changes. For some, the idea of putting this information together might sound intimidating, but it's an important puzzle to build with all parties involved.
It's just a delight to sit next to a whole bunch of people who are sharing observations, and you learn so much. And then maybe people hate puzzles. I know a lot of people hate puzzles, but if you got the patience for it, it's cool because this puzzle unfolds in front of you and you start to ask more questions, but you also have a lot more insight to what's happening in your own community. And why does that matter for the rest of Halliburton and the Highlands? Because we are talking about all the reasons we love living up here, quite frankly. We're talking about our neighbors in nature, and we're also talking about fundamentally our water. And so that's why it matters. So the Land Between does a ton of research, and we do research kind of differently. We definitely work with universities and scientists on certain things, but we do a lot of grassroots research, and I really think that's how research should go.
The Land Between talking circles are free and take place in a variety of communities, including Halliburton, Hastings, Muskoka, and Kawartha Lakes. The first one is scheduled for Thursday, March 26th in Gooderham at the Robert McCausland Memorial Community Center from 4:30 to 7 p.m. For more information or to register, visit thelandbetween.ca/knowledgecircles near you.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.